Close your eyes and recall your most vivid memory of stress. Maybe a confrontation with your boss, a betrayal by someone you trusted, or a moment of profound embarrassment. Now, here's the unsettling truth. Every time you replay that memory, your body doesn't know it's not happening right now. Your heart races, cortisol floods your bloodstream, and your cells respond as if the threat is present. You're essentially time traveling backward, dragging your biology with you. This is the invisible prison most of us inhabit, a continuous loop where past experiences dictate present reality and program our future. But what if you could break free? What if the gap between thinking about a new life and actually living it could collapse entirely? For decades, we believed genes determined destiny, that a cancer gene or depression gene sealed your fate. Epigenetics shattered this myth. Genes don't create disease. The environment signals genes to express themselves in particular ways. And here's the revelation. Your internal environment matters just as much as external toxins or nutrition. The chemical soup created by your emotional states constantly signals your DNA, turning genes on or off like light switches. Someone carrying a genetic predisposition for diabetes may never develop it if their genes continue expressing health. Conversely, someone without that predisposition might activate disease-promoting genes through chronic stress. The gene itself doesn't change, its expression does. And what controls expression? The electromagnetic field you generate through your thoughts and feelings. Someone carrying a genetic predisposition for diabetes may never develop it if their genes continue expressing health. Conversely, someone without that predisposition might activate disease-promoting genes through chronic stress. The gene itself doesn't change, its expression does. And what controls expression? The electromagnetic field you generate through your thoughts and feelings. Your brain creates distinct neural networks for every repeated activity, a driving mind, a showering mind, a working mind, each firing automatically when triggered. These patterns release chemicals that make your body feel exactly as you're thinking. Think anxious thoughts, feel anxious sensations. This feedback loop becomes your personality. Consider your typical morning, reconnecting with familiar worries, checking the same apps, following the same routine. Through repetition, your body memorizes these patterns and runs on autopilot. Your body becomes the mind. This creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. Your future becomes an automatic rerun of your past because you're biologically addicted to being yourself. Anna's story illustrates this trap. After her husband's suicide, she replayed the trauma hundreds of times daily, each mental rehearsal releasing stress hormones that kept her nervous system in emergency mode. Eventually, her immune system attacked her nervous system, leaving her unable to move her legs. Yet mental rehearsal works both ways. Piano students who only imagined practicing developed the same brain changes as those who physically practiced. People who visualized flexing their biceps increased muscle strength by 13.5%. Your brain cannot distinguish between richly imagined experiences and actual ones, meaning you can prime your biology for a new future by consistently rehearsing it mentally and emotionally. You emotionally bond with everything in your external world. Your boss reaffirms judgment, coworkers trigger competition, friends become partners in suffering. You scroll social media to feed insecurity, watch news to justify anger, replay conversations to maintain resentment. Each emotional reaction creates an energetic attachment that drains the creative energy needed for transformation. During waking consciousness, you operate in beta frequencies. Meditation shifts you into alpha, relaxed creativity, theta, deep meditation, even delta, profound transcendence. The challenge? Your body craves the chemical hit of familiar emotions. It's physiologically addicted to anger, worry, sadness. When you meditate, your body pulls your attention away because it wants its fix. Breaking this addiction requires entering the quantum field as pure awareness. As you sustain this state, your chaotic brainwaves synchronize. Different neural communities start communicating, creating coherence. When the brain becomes coherent, you feel whole. And from this wholeness, you can transform survival emotions like anger, fear, and guilt into elevated states like love, gratitude, and joy. Manifesting is physics, not wishful thinking. It requires two components: clear intention, the electrical charge, and elevated emotion, the magnetic charge. Clear intention means defining precisely what you want. Elevated emotions, love, gratitude, joy, are the feelings you'd experience if your desire had already manifested. When you merge intention with elevated emotion, you generate an electromagnetic signature that attracts matching frequencies from the quantum field. You become a vibrational match to your desire. Jace grew disillusioned with corporate life and spent 7 months traveling. When his money ran out, he defined his intention precisely: location independence, strong income, 6 12-month contracts, work he loved, being his own boss. He identified the elevated emotions he'd feel: empowered, free, grateful. He committed to daily meditation, broadcasting this electromagnetic signature while living as if his future had already happened. During a chance encounter in a surf shop, he met the world's top surfboard fin designer, who offered him exactly the job he'd visualized. The job found him because he had become an energetic match to it. Your body contains 7 primary energy centers, each functioning as an information hub with distinct consciousness levels and frequencies. The first 3 centers govern survival, safety and elimination, sexuality and creativity, willpower and identity. Most people's energy remains trapped here: sexual trauma in the first center, victimization in the second, ego battles in the third, preventing energy from reaching higher centers where transformation happens. The fourth center, your heart, bridges the earthly and transcendent. The fifth governs authentic expression. The sixth opens perception beyond ordinary reality. The seventh connects you to universal consciousness. Specific breathing techniques move stagnant energy upward, opening the thalamic gate and flooding your brain with gamma waves. Your heart generates an electromagnetic field 5,000 times stronger than your brain's, measurable up to 10 feet away. When you cultivate elevated emotions like gratitude, your heart rhythm becomes coherent, smooth, ordered, wave-like, triggering at least 1,400 biochemical changes, promoting growth and repair. Your heart contains 40,000 neurons functioning as a heart brain, with 90% of connections ascending through the vagus nerve to influence your thalamus, frontal lobes, and amygdala. An open, coherent heart keeps your survival centers in check. Deep in your brain sits a pinecone-shaped gland that ancient traditions called the seat of the soul. The pineal contains calcite crystals with piezoelectric properties. They generate electrical charges when compressed, like quartz in your watch. Specific breathing techniques activate it by increasing cerebral spinal fluid pressure. By holding your breath and engaging intrinsic muscles, you push fluid against the pineal, compressing its crystals, and generating an electrical charge. This creates a pulsating electromagnetic field, allowing your pineal to function as an antenna, tuning into increasingly subtle frequencies. When awakened, your pineal transforms melatonin through an alchemical cascade. First come natural benzodiazepines, your body's own Valium, that quiet your analytical mind. Next, powerful antioxidants create a supercharged healing formula. Further transformations suspend biological drives, hunger, thirst, sexual desire, freeing you to move fully into the present moment. The final stage produces phosphorescent chemicals that amplify neural energy, making internal imagery appear as vivid, surreal, luminescent light. The ultimate transformation? DMT, dimethyltryptamine, creating experiences more real than ordinary reality: time dilation, journeys to paranormal realms, geometric patterns, encounters with spiritual beings. The ancient Egyptian Eye of Horus resembles the brain's sagittal cross-section, showing the pineal gland, suggesting ancient wisdom recognized this gateway to other dimensions. We inhabit 2 realities simultaneously. In space-time, our 3-dimensional world, we move bodies through space to experience time. Quantum physics reveals time-space, where time is infinite and we move through time to experience different dimensions. To enter the quantum field, transcend your physical identity. Become nobody, no one, attached to no thing, located nowhere, experiencing no time. As matter's frequency increases, it becomes energy. At the highest frequencies lies the zero-point field, the omnipresent field containing infinite possibilities, the mind of source intelligence observing physical reality into form. Over 50 projects show peace-gathering initiatives reduce crime, warfare, and terrorism by 70%. When 8,000 meditators focused on world peace between 1983-1985, terrorism decreased by 72%. HeartMath Institute discovered coherent heart rhythms radiate electromagnetic signals detectable by other nervous systems. Like schools of fish moving in perfect synchrony, humans could operate as one mind. Stacy's meningioma caused 70% hearing loss before meditation completely restored it. Jennifer, weighing 108 pounds with multiple autoimmune disorders, now trains for half marathons. Daniel's electromagnetic hypersensitivity bankrupted him until he completely healed and now earns more working 90 minutes daily. Begin each day opening your heart to elevated emotions, then maintain that energy throughout all activities. As enough people achieve elevated consciousness, we'll act as one mind and emerge as a new species. The gap between who you are and who you're capable of becoming isn't measured in years. It's measured in energy, consciousness, and courage to embrace transformation's discomfort.